Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. I hope that you are well and full of joy and rejoicing in the Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made. This is Transferring the Scripture into Our Own Prayer Thursday. And this morning we will have the scripture and prayer combined, coming out of Psalm 37, verses 1 through 6. Father, thank you for allowing us to get up another morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up and healing us and delivering us from yesterday with peace, joy, and gladness. Father, this morning we ask that you give us the courage to not trouble or worry ourselves because of evildoers or be envious against those who operate in unrighteousness. For we know you see all things and all things are in your hands. Give us the strength today, Lord, to trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in you, Lord, and do good so that we may dwell in the land and feed on your faithfulness and be fed. We will delight ourselves in you, Lord, for it's you who gives the secret and desirable petitions from our hearts. We will commit our ways to you, Lord, for your ways, Lord, they take care of us, Lord God. They bless us. We will trust, lean on, rely, and be confident in you, because we know that you will bring all things to pass in our lives. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives and this word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as we wait patiently for you, Lord God, we know that you will bring things into our lives, that you will make your uprightness and right standing with us go forth as the light, and your justice as right as the light of the shining of the sun of the noonday. Lord, we will be still and rest in you, Lord. We will wait for you and patiently lean ourselves upon you. We will fret not, Lord God, because of those who prosper in their ways, Lord God, because of the ones that bring evil devices, Lord God. Lord, we will cease from anger and forsake wrath. We will not worry ourselves, Lord God, because it only attends to evil doing. Lord God, we know that evil shall be cut off, Lord God, but we have our hope in you, Lord, and we wait in you, Lord, and we look for you, Lord God, in the end. We know, Lord God, that we shall inherit the earth, Lord God. For a little while, Lord God, the evildoers will be no more. Though you took care with us, Lord God, we can look for them and they cannot be found. But the meek, who we are, standing in righteousness, walking every day, striving to do better, Lord God, we shall inherit the earth, and we shall delight ourselves in the abundance of peace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for watching over us, Lord God. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can apply the scripture to our lives, Lord God, as we go out and we create a scripture of our own, Lord God, as we go out, Lord God, and we live the letters, Lord God. Bless us, Lord God. Keep us and cover us, Lord God. Use us in a mighty way, Lord God, like never before. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love and your light. Fill us up, Lord God, to go out and be who you called us to be. Fill us up, Lord God, to be more of what you called us to be, Lord God. Use us and allow us to have courage to stand on your word, Lord God, and walk in your word and be ever more present of your word in our lives. It's in Jesus' name we praise, we give you all the glory and the honor. Amen. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Be great. Be blessed. Be loved. Be all that God has called you to be. The word says he's never seen the righteous forsaken. You are the righteous. Continue walking. Continue striving. Continue being who God has called you to be, and he's going to bless you all the way. He's going to protect you all the way. Be grateful for every breath that you take today, because somebody is either fighting to live or they didn't make it. So rejoice in that. Have an amazing day. God bless you, and I love you.